Get back up.
That during a campaign speech in Raleigh, North Carolina. Democratic sources have this to say about the debate shared with CBS's Weijia Jiang.
They are trying to look ahead. They are making the case that voters are as well, that they're not just going to focus on one night, that they will look at his presidency and his efforts over time.
The White House says the president had a cold and sore throat last night. Four prison guards in Missouri have been charged with murder and a fifth manslaughter after the death of a black man in custody in December.
38-year-old Othell Moore Jr. died on December 8th. Prosecutors said today the guards pepper sprayed Moore in the face and put a mask over his face, limiting his ability to breathe. The guards then allegedly left him in a position that caused him to suffocate. An attorney for Moore's family says Moore had blood coming out of his ears and nose. He says several inmates heard Moore screaming that he couldn't breathe. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
It will be more difficult to prosecute defendants of the January 6th attack who were charged with obstruction after a Supreme Court ruling. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
So what we have here is the Supreme Court reading a federal statute narrowly, and the benefit goes to the January 6th defendants who broke into the Capitol, including those who haven't been tried yet, and then may include former President Trump.
The Supreme Court also issued a ruling involving federal regulation. Former federal prosecutor Scott Fredrickson.
This case takes a sledgehammer to the power of federal agencies to interpret and administer the regulations that they're charged with enforcing.
There is another court decision involving abortion. CBS's Jim Crisula reports.
In a 4-3 decision, the Iowa Supreme Court has ruled the state can enforce a ban on most abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. That reversed a lower court order that had blocked the 2023 law from taking effect. The state's highest court concluded the law does not violate the fundamental rights of Iowa citizens under the state constitution.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says 10 civilians have been returned to his country after they were taken into captivity in Russia and Belarus. On Wall Street, the closing bell just rang. Stocks finished down. The Dow lost 41 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
This is news from WAUK and WRJN. Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave has died unexpectedly. Delagrave was first elected in 2015. County Board Chair Tom Kramer will serve as acting county executive until the position is filled. Delagrave was born and raised in Racine County and lived in the area his entire life. He graduated from Case High School, the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse, and UW-Milwaukee. A man from Menominee Falls faces criminal charges in Wednesday's crash in Pewaukee that killed two people. Jade Bone faces seven charges, including two counts of first-degree reckless homicide. Bone told deputies he blacked out, then woke up in his truck later. Bone provided deputies with a voided driver's license. Bone says that he lost his license because he has epilepsy. He could spend the rest of his life in prison if convicted. And that's what you need to know. This is Civic Media News.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Bucks add a forward. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks used their second-round draft pick on Tyler Smith, a 6'9" forward out of Houston, Texas, just 19 years old. Assistant GM Milt Newton on what the Bucks saw in Smith.
Tyler.
Tyler, huge upside, tremendous talent, humble young man, hungry. The fact that he can shoot the ball at 6'10", 6'11", put some weight on, he'll be able to play some four and some five. Someone that we see having great upside that can help our organization for years to come.
Smith has a wingspan of 7'1". What position does he see himself playing in?
I'm definitely a combo forward at the league, like 3-4, but it was just a situation our big got hurt. So, you know, just being able to show I could play multiple positions, and it just helped my team in any way possible, but more so on the wing, 3-4.
Baseball, the first place Milwaukee Brewers open up a 3-game weekend home series tonight against manager Craig Counsell and the last place Chicago Cubs. They are 10.5 games behind Milwaukee. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com. WRJN.
Cloudy and cool today with high temperatures just scraping the mid-70s. Scattered light rain on and off, becoming moderate at times. The storms are expected to spark up this evening, bringing some heavy downpours and high winds. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
And timeless hits are back on WRJN. Be sure to tell a friend. Are you going to be taking a road trip this summer with the family? Survey says that the American family will spend nearly 23 hours on road trips this summer. And during those 23 hours, we're going to take approximately 11 bathroom breaks. That's approximately once every 2 hours. That's too much. I just want to get there.
Something is so far. Whoa, wasted on the oceans and upon our seas. Fish full of mercury. And birds who live nearby are nice. Oh, mercy, mercy, mercy. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much will be used from sin? Mercy, can't you stand?
County Fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits.
Oh! o'clock on a Saturday. A regular crowd shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me, making love to his tonic and gin. Joke or to light up your smoke, but there's some place that he'd rather be. And the waitress is practicing politics as the businessmen slowly get stoned. Yes, they're sharing a drink they call loneliness, but it's better than drinking alone. Saturday, and the manager gives me a smile, 'cause he knows that it's me they've been coming to see, to forget about life for a while.
Scene's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. We're home for the Milwaukee Brewers, too. They're back in action tonight after having yesterday off. The last place Cubs come into town to take on your first place Milwaukee Brewers. Brewers have a 10.5 game lead over the Cubs. Can you imagine if the Brewers sweep this three-game series? That'll pretty much put the Cubs out of it, won't it?
Come see what's
first pitch at 7:10. We'll have the pregame for you tonight at about 6:35.
Check, 1, 2.
These sounds can only mean one thing. It's Summerfest!
Milwaukee, are you ready?
600 artists. 12 stages, one epic lakefront. Don't miss three unforgettable weekends of music, June 20th through July 6th. Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance. Find tickets, lineup, and more at summerfest.com.
Going to the eye doctor can be the worst sometimes. Filling out those incessant forms, waiting 30 minutes past your appointment, getting your pupils dilated, or even that puff of air in your eye. Ugh. But it's not like that at Warren Eye Care Center. They have a friendly and comfortable atmosphere that caters to all ages, from young patients only a few days old to patients over 100 years young. So if you're tired of long eye exams, give Warren Eye Care Center a chance. Your appointment will start on time. Call 262-752-2020 or visit warreneyecarecenter.com. Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on WAUK 101.1 FM and 540 AM. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Department of Children and Families.
Von Hassel Jewelers is an American Gem Society retailer, a certified gemologist appraiser, and graduate gemologist, serving Racine, Kenosha, and the Milwaukee area for over 20 years. Whether you need custom jewelry design, repairs, the newest in jewelry fashion, or appraisals for insurance, estates, and more, their experience is remarkable. Von Hassel will come to you at the bank, attorney's office, or other jewelry stores across the Midwest. Open Tuesday through Friday and by appointment on Saturdays in downtown Racine. Qualified, educated, knowledgeable, trusted. That's the Von Hassel way.
Racine's incredible 4th Fest is coming up fast, and WRJN invites you to help kick off the celebration this Saturday at Ives Groves for a fun day of golf supporting the parade. For $120 per golfer, you'll play 18 holes and then enjoy a delicious lunch and dinner at Route 20. Racine's 4th Fest Parade is the crown jewel of Midwest parades, and anything you can do to support it is welcome. To get signed up for golf this Saturday, call Lou at 262-620-4274.
Lee's Deli has been serving up Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? From a classic turkey and cheese to the signature Godfather sub, Lee's Deli gives your lunch, dinner, or special occasion the premium fresh ingredients that make your mouth sing with every bite. Lee's Deli provides an experience that leaves you not just full, but fully satisfied. Visit them on Washington Avenue or the new leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options 7 days a week.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits on WRJN. It's amazing that song ever became a hit. Here's the history. When the Marvelettes auditioned for Motown, Motown didn't have their songwriting team in place yet, so they asked the Marvelettes to bring something in. So they asked a friend if he had any songs for them, and he gave them Please Mr. Postman. It was written as a blues song, but then the Motown people kind of recrafted it and tried to work with it and tweak it a little bit. And then the lead singer of the group left and was replaced, and then they worked on the song some more, and they brought in a songwriting team, and eventually they came up with the version we know today of Please Mr. Postman.
Side.
97 years, WRJN has provided local news and now Timeless Hits 2. If you miss one of our newscasts, did you know you can get it in podcast form? Just go to WRJN.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, let's get you into that WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Families of Wisconsin State Prison inmates could get a chance to air their complaints and concerns at a public hearing of the State Assembly Corrections Committee. Representative Michael Schraw chairs the panel. He says lawmakers need to learn more about the deaths of inmates at the Waupun prison and the fatal attack on a Lincoln Hills youth prison counselor. Wildlife groups are back in court to challenge the process for Wisconsin's wolf management plan. Melissa Smith is with Friends of the Wisconsin Wolf and Wildlife. She says the process gives hunting groups a lot of say and other Wisconsinites not so much.
It's quite egregious that the citizens of Wisconsin do not have any legal standing to challenge the rules in any decisions that's wildlife related.
A judge dismissed another conservationist lawsuit earlier this year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WAUK and WRJN. Milwaukee Common Council members plan to introduce a ban on ski masks next week. It's just one step toward turning around a violent summer. One person was killed and a dozen others were injured in at least seven shootings on Wednesday alone. Alders introducing the resolution admit it's a small step, but it's a tool they say could help law enforcement keep people safe. All the rain we've had this summer is bringing out the mosquitoes. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Brianna Nearland is the highest certified woman entomologist in Wisconsin.
They're definitely worse this year. I mean, we've got so much heavy rainfall. We're a prime habitat for them anyway. So we have the woodlands, the lakes, the streams. It's definitely going to be a good year for them.
Nearland says the best thing you can do is eliminate any source of standing water. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And that's what you need to know. This is Civic Media News.
Cloudy and cool today with high temperatures just scraping the mid-70s. Scattered light rain on and off, becoming moderate at times. Storms are expected to spark up this evening, bringing some heavy downpours and high winds. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
You are the apple.
You spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. There's Stevie Wonder and You Are the Sunshine of My Life. Did you ever wonder who the sunshine of Stevie Wonder's life was? Well, at the time, it was Syreeta Wright, whom he married in 1970. She started as a secretary at Motown Records. That's where they met. They did divorce a few years later. local news and now Timeless Hits 2 on WRJN. Well, after years of waiting for the right woman, a 93-year-old bachelor in remote northeastern India pronounced himself a happy man after wedding his 63-year-old landlady. The retired government employee had been a tenant in the house of the woman for 3 decades. Until her husband recently passed, their relationship has since blossomed into romance.
Just can't live without you.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, this Sunday night marks the beginning of the 102nd year of free concerts by the Racine Concert Band. It's Sunday nights through August 11th this summer. They take place at the band shell at the Racine Zoo. You can bring a blanket. You can bring a lawn chair. Music begins this Sunday night at 7:30. Who hosts it? Why, it's the Golden Pipes of WRJN's own Don Rosen.
Get your weekend off to a roaring start as Gateway Classic Cars presents Caffeine and Chrome this Saturday from 9 till noon. Gateway Classic Cars showcases a dazzling array of classic collector and exotic cars and trucks, making this event perfect for both serious enthusiasts and the occasional onlooker of vintage vehicles. Donuts and coffee will be served, and make sure you grab the newest posters. Feel the power and nostalgia this Saturday from 9 till noon. Caffeine and Chrome at Gateway Classic Cars. Located on 4 Mile Road in Caledonia. See you there.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa, enchiladas, or indulge in fresh guacamole, brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
Get ready to go all in for cash battles at Pottawatomie. This June, go head-to-head with your fellow club members for a chance at your share of 200 grand in cash. Play with your club card for entries. Hourly drawings on June 6th and 20th from 4 to 8 p.m. Each drawing, two winners split 20 grand. Cash battles at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. It's the biggest cash bash of the summer. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk. Huh? Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
There she was, just a walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. as natural as can be a singing. We walk on,
walk on
to my door. Single day singing.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. In fact, we've got news coming up at the top of the hour. CBS News at 5, and then a local update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again, yeah. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Yes. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.